will be heard more by the whole world. Brothers and sisters, I'm leaving Indonesia towards a great transformation. We want to improve our economy. We want to build a clean government, free from corruption, so that the Indonesian people can live well. Therefore, I want to be closer to Turkey. Let's work together. Let's build the welfare of our people together for us to move towards a better situation in the 21st century.
On that occasion, President Prabowo Subianto also expressed his admiration for Turkey, which continues to be committed to defending Palestine. According to him, Turkey has a firm stance in rejecting the cruelty that occurred in Palestine. Therefore, according to him, Indonesia also wants to work with Turkey in defending justice and truth in a world full of uncertainty.
Bye.
service of radio republic indonesia broadcast in nine language services english french german dutch spanish arabic mandarin japanese and indonesia voice of indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and by streaming on voanews.id and rfe digital on mobile application we present various programs for you diplomatic forum the session indonesian wonder kisarani let's speak bahasa indonesia indonesian pop and regional songs international music and entertainment as well as news and information about indonesia and abroad voice of indonesia from indonesia to the world
I'm gonna go get some more.
Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
Story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has Wayang Golek, but with different story. Namely, Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
YAM is not merely an aesthetic performance art. YAM collective performance, which uses devices different from other YAM performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi, seni pedalaman itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya
tahu, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or YAM screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes
blincang.
And the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. The light in puppet mastery is called blincang, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it dinabar. So, knowledge is sold, not cat. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So, it's all sold.
Besides, YAM also has certain symbols. YAM stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya, kalau Ramayana itu yang berwatak jelek, atau antara kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benar lima.
For example, the story of Ramayana in which chapter 1 is bad and simple, while Rama is nice and honest. Pandawa Rama is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody's perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Urawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it dinabar knowledge. It's all short. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kesenian pedalaman dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
Puppet Mastery dan kerawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dawan, and sindan.
Saya ketahui,
there are sindan from Japan and the US. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI can now learn it. When I still thought, kerawitan major only had one class. Now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bhakti Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Wayang itu memang terus menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus kan. Kalau kita melihat semua lebih dahsyat,
wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Yogyakarta still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Demand of Sudarsono try to be puppet, manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian president Suharto, Gotha Party always won the election, that Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Gocho, Zerwedi. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, then wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Kita berbasis dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita, yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah, ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art or ramas. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equipped it with wayang tapi and lining with traditional wayang. If traditional wine only uses one light, wine and coffee uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wine and coolie has solid material, so it only has one color when the light hits, while wine and coffee is colorful.
That's the explanation of Tafit, modern wine creator. Wine Tafit is a performance adapting wine clip. Wine Tafit is wine made from plastic with lighting system used in wine clip. Wine Tafit was created as Tafit worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wine Tafit is the innovation of wine clip. Besides, through modern wine, Tafit tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang bahannya dari bekas sampah plastik gitu ya, plastik. Kemudian I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage, which can be useful for the world. Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang Tafit story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Karena cerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu. At first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chains like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who is eagle? It raises question, and human is revealed to be eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for wolves. Something like that.
Figures in wayang Tafit are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti apa irama anak-anak dulu. Karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi. I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one drew wayang figures. They drew SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it too slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Confirming the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
I don't like modern wayang because it no longer follows the rule, because wayang is a description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if Dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the defining rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transcribed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation, otherwise they do not understand. I realize that the word changes, so there should be an adjustment. Kraton or Kawai still has cousin form, so it's still runs in Kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Japanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that made wayang never die.
Wayang itu bisa berubah-ubah, karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Padahal rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30, as DKI, it is said that 1965 incident revolved around the criminal Kraton General Yato. Subandio, who witnessed the incident, was called as the Baruna, person who made other people fall down, and he Sukarno himself as a captive gathered culture people. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafit hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya adalah generasi muda supaya lebih baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited. Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya tidak gelisah hati saya. I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing, making generations in the next 10 or 20 years still love and care about wayang.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Thank you. business will grow in Indonesia this year. Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector, I think that will be helped by maybe the problem in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for macro mitigation, or MDG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption, and the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, pomito. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.